Welcome to Overtime on Inferno, your weekly roundup of all the big stories in CSGO. Quicker than all of our Group B predictions are true. A quick reminder, rate and review us at the end of the episode. It really helps us. I'm Logan. This is AZS. Let's get into it. Okay, so some disclaimers about this week.
Yeah.
First of all, we are recording on Thursday morning, which is not normal. We normally record on Wednesday morning. This should go up by Thursday at some point later today American time.
Yeah, it might come out in the middle of the night.
I was gonna say, assume to see it in your inbox by Friday morning.
It'll come out middle of the night for us real humans, and
I've
in the West.
And the reasoning for this, and the reasoning for the lackluster microphone on my end, is I am currently on vacation.
Yeah, but vacation, we didn't want to leave you on a vacation from Counter-Strike. So we decided we're going to record anyway. And we recorded one when I was in the US, so...
Yeah, you know, we make it work.
It seems like a fever dream now.
That was a weird week, man.
Yeah, it was really strange.
Same reason why this is going to be audio only is because I only have my laptop with me to edit, and it can't run Premiere. So we're going to make audio only.
And
YouTube video is just going to be a black screen with just like waveforms, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, your camera is quite low quality anyway, I think, the one you've got with you.
Oh, yeah. It's my laptop camera. We did not think very hard about this.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine.
I needed other things, like two pairs of shoes and a fleece.
That does seem useful, to be fair. I've always thought... I'm much better if you can only hear me rather than see me anyway.
You got a face for radio, man?
Yeah, I've got a face for it, but I also have a voice for radio, so it kind of works.
No, my radio teacher we had in high school just constantly went around to the people that were in like media and like video club and shit, and just went around to them and was like, yeah, you know, you got a face for radio. You should pick up radio.
it's so unnecessarily mean.
Yeah, but it's hilarious.
Yeah, it's funny. But it's like, so yeah, you're just really ugly. Oh, thanks, friend. That's really nice.
Let's get into the things that have happened. So let's start with Pro League, as that is the big thing. So Group B finished up, and remember how we said that there was bets that Vitality, like that two of the three of Vitality, Outsiders, and FaZe didn't make it through.
Yeah,
that happened.
Yeah, like I'm really unconvinced. Like we said, like we're really unconvinced by Vitality, and this has done very little to quell those concerns.
Oh, very little.
Like, I mean, FaZe, you kind of give them a pass because they are playing with Rain. Like,
I like how we're saying
they haven't been playing with him until like recently, and they won an event without him. So it's like there's going to be some sort of come down. Yeah,
they're playing with their fifth man instead of, you know, a sub.
Yeah, it's sort of like, but there's going to be like some sort of adjustment period almost, because he isn't JKS. And they did also get out of the group, so it's like, well, that's all you really had to do. Like, even if it's unconvincing, you got out, you did what you had to do. We've also been pretty high on Ents. Ents looked really good.
Madden, we've been gushing about Madden for how long now?
Madden, he is a damage machine. There were so many games where he had like the worst KD but the most damage.
I mean,
love that.
All you need to know is that we on Overtime Inferno were right about something for the first time ever. So now
it's not the first time.
Okay. For the first time in a while. So now everything that comes from us is gospel because we were right about this one
thing. Yeah, I think a lot of people knew how good Madden was. I mean, I don't know if you follow Devil Walk on Twitter, but he's always gushing about how good Madden is. Because he worked with him at FPX, and he's just like, yeah, this guy's like a monster. And I'm like, yeah, he is. He's so good.
So
him and Sphinx, I think Sphinx is like kind of flown under the radar. Like, there's people saying, like, oh, you know, Ents don't have a consistent star, but they do. It's Sphinx.
Yeah. No, we've been very high on the Israeli players that have come out recently, Sphinx and Flamesy.
Yeah.
Both have been very, very good.
I think Sphinx is the best one, though. I think he's better than Flamesy.
I think at this point you're right.
Yeah, I think Sphinx is...
We don't see much OG either. Flamesy has, like, very high highs, but, like, normally it's... Like, just average.
Yeah, I mean, Flames is really young as well, so there's like still a chance he can become like an absolute monster. He's a good player, but I think Spinks is a phenomenal one. I think Spinks is really, really like him, and like now they have Madden, they have like two like genuinely really, really top players. Mm. This team's really dangerous. Even if I'm not. So I did think, I think I said to somebody, they're a top AWPer away from being a top five team or top three team almost.
Who's open for them right now? Is it Diha?
It's Hades.
It's Hades? Okay.
Who isn't bad. Like, this isn't me saying bad. Hades isn't great. But like, if you put a genuinely great AWPer on this team, they're like top five immediately. They might be top five anyway, but
I mean, they're top 10 right now.
They're like, top 10 right now. They might be top five.
I
think
good team.
The top three is almost certainly FaZe, G2, Na'Vi, right?
Yeah.
And then you're looking at...
Not in that order.
Gambit, VP, NIP, Ents for the next spot. Maybe Heroic.
Yeah.
But I'm not so convinced.
All right, let's... So this group, right? For anyone who's confused on what actually happened, Sprout got last place, as we predicted.
Yep.
Outsiders and Vitality, quote unquote, tied for fourth place, both going 2-3 in the group. Outsiders, the Virtus Pro team, competing under the non-Virtus Pro name. FaZe and Ents were 3-2 respectively, and then somewhere Furia decided that they were going to play Counter-Strike.
I love it when Fury are good, man. I love it when Fury are good. They're so much fucking fun to watch.
Yeah, so both Furia and Ents went 4-1. Furia had more round differential, which is why
it's a head-to-head, I think.
Is it the head-to-head?
The one-to-one. Yeah.
That sounds right. HLTV on phone is not very good.
HLTV show the round differential, but I'm pretty sure it's head-to-head first and then round differential.
I'll believe that because it also says Vitality is over Outsiders, even though Vitality's round differential is -20 and Outsiders is -5.
Yeah.
Interesting fact, Sprouts, -58.
Which isn't that bad, given they lost every game.
You know what? Yeah, that's...
Like,
that's
it could...
Fair.
Like, you know, you lose every series by... I guess it's by, like, 12 rounds. Yeah, it's not great.
Okay, so... That Group B basically was everything we expected it to be, because it was pure chaos.
Yeah, pretty much. And Furia always have it in the bag to just do this. Like, when the group's in a bit of disarray, that's where Furia very similar to how if a round is chaotic, Furia will probably win it. If a group is chaotic, Furia will probably win it, because they just thrive in chaos. Like, Art is just having way too much fun. Like, unfortunately, I feel like in the playoffs, like, Art won't be able to get away with his bullshit.
No,
like, I just feel like he just can't get it. Like, you can't keep letting him get away with this. Somebody's gonna like stop him, and once you stop him, I feel like. Because of the way Furia play, which is almost entirely like Art, Yuri, and KS Arato making every play, and then like Safe just has to hold an angle for 45 seconds. Like, I feel like against a really good AWPer, they might struggle. Mm-hmm. But then they played against Zywoo. They played against Brokey. So, the fuck do I know? Like, it feels like Art should be stoppable by a really good team. We've just seen him like just fucking cruise through some really good teams without being stopped. So look, I have a feeling during playoffs he's gonna slow down, and that's really gonna stop Furia. Mm-hmm. But you just never know, man. The guy's a maniac.
Alright, you got anything else to say on this group, or we get to move on to Group C, which is
we can move on to Group C.
Group C is it's a group. So we've talked about this before. I think that... So the Group C is Players, Liquid, Movistar Riders, Godsent, Big, and Party Astronauts. Players is the former Gambit team that has been rumored to maybe be on the move?
Yeah, but I don't know who's going to be able to buy them.
Yeah, so it's been rumored that team wants to move away from the Gambit organization, and that in with that, proving that a little bit more than just unsubstantial Twitter thoughts, is that Groove has, I don't think renounced is the correct word, but Groove has stopped becoming the...
He's moved from coach to manager, right?
No, he's gone from...
Or the other way around.
He's gone from, like, COO of Gambit or some shit like that, and coach to just being coach.
He is
now fully with the team and not with the organization.
Yeah.
On that aspect. So it makes sense that the team might be looking for a move, that Groove's out of his contract and able to move along into what he wants to do. So expected output for this group. I say expected output because, you know, computer science. I did that like totally without thinking about it, so super excited about that. Expected like people getting out of this group should be players, Liquid, and then we don't know.
I think Movistar.
You think Movistar?
I think Movistar. I don't trust Godsent without Phelps. And Movistar beat them in the opening game. Mm-hmm. They also took a map off of players. I mean, that series is currently going on as we're recording.
Yeah, it's 1-1 right now.
It's 1-1 right now, but Movistar won map one against players. So I don't see many people in this group taking a map off of Liquid. Players. I see plenty taking a map off of Liquid. So I think Movistar might be the second best team in this group. They might be. It's like them or Liquid. And look, Liquid bodied big in the opening game.
They bodied big. It was not close.
Which is a, if you're a Liquid fan, which I know you are, is not you listeners, Logan. that's a really good sign. Like, even the big have been a little underwhelming. Like, just properly putting them away, putting them to the sword. That's a good sign. Like, you like when the team's underwhelming and you just wipe them out. You're like, right, we are drilled. We're like well drilled. We're clean. We are better. We are undeniably a better team than this team who are struggling a bit. That's just a good. Like, you just put somebody away like that. That's like, right, yeah, we're good. So that is like quite exciting for Liquid, but Movistar don't get put away like that very often. Like, they're such a nightmare to play against. I don't know if you've been watching this game. Mopoz keeps buying rifle no armor in like half buys and even in some gun rounds, and he keeps getting killed. Like, they're just tricky. They're like a really tricky team, and they're good when it goes close. Like, I like Movistar a lot, and I think them versus Liquid actually decides who finishes second place in this group, because I don't see... But Party Astronauts, I mean, they got absolutely, like, bladdered by Gambit. Like, absolutely destroyed. By players.
Yeah, we don't need to talk about that.
Yeah, we don't need to mention that. That was...
We mentioned that in every group, except for, like, Group D, there's kind of, like, that team that's going to go 0-5.
Yeah,
I'm North American. You can tell by my accent. We know it's going to be Party Astronauts.
Yeah, I think for them, I think even they realize it. So it's a learning experience for them.
If you on Instagram, right, and you follow Munster, who's their coach on Instagram, I think it's like Joe_Lima or something like that. He's been putting like Instagram stories throughout the entire event because they don't have a press team. They don't have like a social media team with them or anything. It's just the six of them, right? It's the five players and the coach. Yeah. And so he's been doing like Instagram stories, and they look like they're having such a fun time, even though they know they're gonna lose. But like,
oh yeah,
they look like
they're under no illusions.
They look like they're having a great time, like just doing everything. And realistically, if you're them, or I guess less to Sprout, but if you're them or LFO, from Group A, like that's all you can ask for is like you go to Europe, you have a great fucking time. Maybe you take a map off somebody. Like
you put your name out there as well.
To be fair, everyone at this point knows Party Astronauts, probably not for the reason you wanted a Party Astronauts.
That's fair. But... Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, no, that's right. Like, and you know, I say they don't seem to be under any illusions that they're gonna win a bunch of games or like smash a load of teams.
To be fair, if they do, that would be great.
Yeah, I mean, the way bigger playing. Ooh,
maybe not. They play later today. Maybe not the last in the group.
Yeah, I think they will be last. But I mean, we're not expecting much from them. Well, I'm not expecting much from Big anymore. Unfortunately, like I don't know, this team just they've just gone completely flat for whatever reason.
To be fair, and I don't like to give Big anything a lot, they did just switch players.
Yeah, that's
Crimbo
true.
Is playing instead of Kido. And that's like officially official. It was just for one RMR before, and now it's a full switch. But we've talked previously that we don't think that this is going to super help a lot.
I don't really see what difference it makes.
Yeah, I'm on the same boat. But I think that Big is still weirdly somehow with the moves and everyone moving around. I think that Big is still that gatekeeper team that like you will beat Big if you are a good team. You will not beat Big if you are a bad team.
I feel like Entropic are that now. That's where I see
Entropic.
Entropic
now.
Think like if you beat Entropic, you're one of the best teams in the world. If you don't, you're like in tier two.
Okay, I can see that.
I think Entropic are the.
You think G2's a tier two team?
Who? Sorry, G2. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay,
in Pokemon, this is a weird reference. But in Pokemon, like in their tiers, they have a tier called Borderline, which is where you're banned from one tier, but you're not used enough to be in the tier above, and that's like Entropic in tier one. They're like way too good for the tier below. But they're not quite
good enough.
They're not quite one of the best teams in the world. Like they sort of are, and they're still like you still put them up there. Sometimes they'll still beat some things, but you know they're not quite tier one. But they're definitely too good for tier two. And I think if you're better than Entropic, I think you're a tier one team.
Better than Entropic. All right, so Entropic is the new Big. You heard it here first.
I think so.
Let's move on out of Group C and let's talk about Group A. So Group A, if you don't remember, had NIP winning it, and Fnatic was in that group. And we were surprised at Fnatic because they had three stand-ins, including a stand-in for a stand-in in Poison.
Yeah.
And Brolin was on the bench because at that point, there was rumors circulating around that NIP was going to buy Brolin off of Fnatic. We had talked about this a while back. We talked about Fnatic asking for more money than NIP was willing to give originally. I think the price was somewhere in the $750,000 market.
That's what Fnatic are asking for. I don't think that's what NIP paid.
No, but 3 weeks later, finally, yesterday, we got a confirmation from NIP and Fnatic that Brolin is moving to NIP. But the part that might surprise you a little bit is who's he replacing, and the answer is nobody.
Which is like a big question mark. We don't have video, so you can't see me just like shrugging when I'm going. The guy he replaces is just me. It's just the shrugging emoji. Like the COO of NIP was just like, "Yeah, who's he replacing?" Lol.
No, I think he was like, "So who's being substituted out?" And I think the COO is just like, "Threat's going on vacation."
It was like saying something about how Threat was gonna leave to be an actor because of his acting in the announcement video, which is, you know, pretty spectacular.
Yeah, but like in reality, it's they're looking at doing a 6-man roster, which scares me a little bit.
7-man roster or an 8-man roster.
I mean, right now I think they've got 11 players contracted.
Which would be
across themselves and Young Ninjas, and they've proven that they do not fear bringing up Young Ninja players up to the main team. I mean, Fozzy is still playing right now instead of Davichi.
Their final iteration will be Device, Esetag, Brolan, Rez, Hampus.
Yes, I think everyone thought it was Minus Plopsky. Everyone thought it was Minus Plopsky so much that Crims tweeted, "It's going to be exciting to see Nip plus Brolin minus Plopsky."
That might have been a joke. Like, it's really hard to tell when Crims is such a serious guy that if he made a joke, it'd be like, or like he comes across quite a serious guy. So if he made a joke, it'd be like, is he like, is this serious? Like, he might be a joke, and I just don't know.
Yeah,
he might actually just know that it's minus. I don't know.
I mean, he said that, and then the NIP COO said, "Hell no." So
just like, please, just cut. Like, I don't even want NIP to win. I don't like NIP, but if you just cut Plopsky for Brolin, this team's, and especially when Device comes back, this team like could win some things.
Yeah, it's gonna be odd. Playoffs will start on a date, HLTV app bad.
Harry, yeah, that's why you use retldr.gg.
So I think playoff starts in like 2-3 weeks. So by that point, hopefully we'll see an IP game. If not, we'll see them at that point, and maybe we'll see a roster. How funny would it be?
5th of April is when it starts.
5th of April, okay. So that's like a week away. How funny would it be if it was just like they didn't use Brolin in their first game?
I don't think they can for Pro League.
You don't think they can use Brolin?
I think their roster's already set.
Oh, it's roster locked. Okay, that makes sense.
I think so. I don't think you can change halfway through the tournament. I'm pretty sure Jonas Gunnarsson said they're using Fozzy for the rest of the event.
Okay, but what if they weren't using Plopsky?
Well, yeah, I guess that's true. Now, I'm pretty sure their roster is set for this because you have to submit. They put in the roster lock, and so I'm pretty sure he will be.
I know sometimes playoffs and actual event are considered two different events, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Brolin can't play until.
Oh, you know what? Brolin is technically on Fnatic's Pro League roster, so that wouldn't happen anyway.
So that would be mad. Because otherwise, that would be really, like, somebody goes out and then you steal one of the players on their roster. That's not on. Like, Na'Vi go out and somebody just loans Simple for a month.
Hold on. We have to talk about North American Counter-Strike for a second because this is funny. No. There was a game played yesterday morning between Strife X and somebody. Doesn't matter who. Gaming Gladiators, which is the ex-Chokerfix team, okay? That match was started like a week ago, ended after 9 rounds, 6-3 or something in favor of Strife, or ended like 2 weeks ago. They had to stop for technical difficulties. The match started again yesterday. And at that point, I think it was 17 players in that match.
That's where I thought this was going. Has there been anyone who's changed to the other team?
There's not. There actually was there was one of those in the NBA many, many years ago.
Yeah.
The game had to be replayed because there was the lights went out.
Right. And somebody had changed to the
somebody changed teams between the points.
That's amazing.
But I don't think in this. I'm trying to find the match. Because it was fucking hilarious. Here we go. Strife Gaming Gladiators.
Because Strife's Strife won. Like, they won Frag, right? And then they had... Didn't they have 6-0?
They did. So they had 6-0 for the start of this match. They did not have him for the end of this match. Strife used 6 players. Gaming Gladiators used 7.
Jesus Christ. I don't think we talked about the 6-0 thing where he was cut for being drunk during an official game.
We did not.
Allegedly. He denies it. So
I mean, we can also talk about the fact that Semphis is now the Gaming
Gladiators
coach.
He is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's I'm more sure qualified than most NA coaches. So why the fuck not? I there's some other like really small stories we can quickly mention, which is like Jim Fat starting on Mouse NXT in
place
of JDC. Because I don't think we also covered the fact that NVK has been cut.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. There's so much that happened. Yeah, NVK was cut. You remember Mouse posting that meme about, like, we don't have enough firepower with NVK, and then them going to lose a game, and then a week later cutting NVK? Great times. Great memories.
Like, this is so fucking stupid. Like, if you didn't have... Like, if the plan was always to call up... an academy player, why did you waste a month without them instead of just giving them that experience?
Yeah, and way that NBK
if this
is
wasn't
like...
the plan,
what the fuck was your plan?
NBK, yeah, what was the like? What's the plan that's now not like? What did NBK fucking do? What did he like? I don't think they should have signed NBK in the first place. I've been pretty vocal about that.
Yeah,
but if you're gonna sign him, you might as well fucking commit. Like, actually, like. Execute the plan that you had instead of just give him one event and then go, oh shit, he's actually not good. Like, yeah, we know. Like, why did you sign him then? Like, it seems like such a disconnect between their management and their coach. And also, they made a big thing when he came in of going like, oh, you know, we were really good last year, but we just didn't have that leadership figure because Dexter's quite quiet and he's, you know, he's not like a leader of men, so he brought in MBK. And then they keep Dexter and cut MBK. So like, do you just no longer need that leadership figure? Like, what's do you see what I mean? Like, oh yeah, we really needed this older like leadership figure. Oh yeah, for a month, and now we don't need it. What? What are you talking about? Like, I don't think they should have signed him at all. I would have just called up either JDC or one of the other players like before. But then,
I don't know.
It's just like it just there's such a disconnect somewhere between the management and the team, like where somebody's plan doesn't fit with the rest of the team's plan.
Just pull a Gambit already. Just bring up youngsters.
That's what they're doing, just slowly. Like, yeah, the next one will be minus Dexter plus Shuhei.
Yeah.
That'll be the next move, and it'll be before the end of this year.
Oh, that won't be the last of this year. I think by the end of this year, the full Academy team will be up.
I don't know. I think they keep Bemis and Frozen. Bemis has looked excellent.
Maybe Bemis and Frozen. They might actually move on, to be fair. Teams might try and buy him out from them. It's only March, man.
It is only March.
We got a lot of this year left.
Yeah.
All right.
To go back, Jim Fat is not Yampi. Sergey's younger brother. Yeah. He's like 15, and he's joined Mouse NXT. He's considered like the biggest talent out of Finland at the moment. So it's kind of exciting to see that again, like Mouse NXT. It's a thing where once you start winning, you can start attracting all the best young players. You see it all the time in sports. Yeah. You see it all the time in League of Legends. Like, all good Korean young players want to play for T1.
Yeah.
It's just how it is.
Yep. Absolutely. Were there any other stories we had to talk about this week? I'm trying to remember.
Probably. There's quite a lot. Because we did a Monday recording, and now we're doing a Thursday recording. There's like more days. I think
there's more days.
You know what
about,
I mean?
We can talk about Kenny's op tier list.
I loved this. This is so good. He's such a maniac.
And Henny joined Godsend.
Yeah. Which fine, but like,
yeah,
I don't get it. Where's this? I'm trying to find this tier list. Oh yeah, so here we go. He had in God Kenny S did a, I think it was an interview with Nell and with HLTV.
It was, yes.
And in there he gave his tier list of AWPers. My personal favorite is the fact that he put Zywoo in tier one and himself in God tier. Like, I just love that. There's an old interview with him where he says, there's something like people saying about like comparing Zywoo to you. Is that an honor? And he said, for him, yeah. Which is just such a fucking cold response. And now he's like, yeah, no, I'm better than Zywoo. I respect that so highly. But like, yeah, I'm a god tier AWPer. Zywoo, little bit worse.
So I think my favorite thing on this list is putting Smuya and Poison right next to each other in the same tier. He's the Fnatic shit that's happening right now.
His tier three is really bizarre. So his tier three has a really weird, eclectic mix of authors.
Oh, yeah.
Cadian, Chris J, Gratis Faction, Henny, KNG, Michaelele, Mantu, Poison, Smuya, Torji, and Woxic.
Oh, that is Woxic. Jesus Christ. I didn't recognize the Eternal Fire.
What the fuck has Mantu done wrong? What has he done to deserve it? And Henny, actually. Like,
you know what?
You can't put Henny and Gratis Faction in the same tier. I'm not. That is not on.
I'd just like to remind everybody that hasn't seen this list that he did, in fact, put Fox and Cirque in tier two above all of these people.
Oh, fuck. Is that Fox? I thought it was, and I was like, nah, it can't be. There's no way he thinks Fox is as good as Jay, Monacy, and Searson. Like, there's just no way. But he also has Smiths in tier two, so like,
bro, he's got the best NA opera on the list in tier two.
Yeah, I mean, Skadoodle had a peak higher than most people in the world. Like, Not many AWPers peaked as hard as Skadoodle did. He was fucking insane in that major run. He was insane. But he also has Device in tier 1 below the God tier, which is pretty based. Like, people try and gaslight you into thinking Device is a god tier player, and he isn't. He has.
I think it's only Harry, though. To be fair,
no, there's plenty of people. His god tier was Fallen Guardian himself and Simple, which is.
I hope this is.
I have no issue with having Fallen in there, but some people definitely do.
Yeah, a lot of people had issues. I actually think Fallen should be in there.
Prime Fallen was a fucking monster. Not only was he an incredible AWPer, he also made Cold Zero look good.
I'm gonna be honest here. Why is Pasha in tier one? I love Pasha, but
I think there's a lot of nostalgia around Pasha, but you look at this, people are like, oh yeah, you can't have Brokey in tier one, and it's like, Brokey is not the standout one. And like, Device, JW, Brokey, Shiro, Zaiwu, Pasha. And you're like, yeah, I know, Zaiwu and Pasha biceps in the same tier? Are we sure? Maybe I'm misremembering something with that. Maybe Pasha was really good before I was, maybe he was, genuinely one of the best AWPers in the world when I was, not paying that much attention. But it feels like him and Zaiwu in the same tier is a little bit unfair.
I watched a lot of Virtus Pro when I started watching Counter-Strike. Pasha was good.
He was good.
He's not that level. We need to read out the overrated portion.
Yeah, so I have a real problem with this overrated tier, because I've never seen anyone rate at least three of these.
Yep. So the overrated tier is Alu, Draken, Lucky, JDM, and Twist.
It's Yugi, I think.
Is that Yugi?
It's not a high quality picture, but I think it's Yugi.
No. Okay, sure. We can call that Yugi.
Which, he was overrated at a point, but he said he fucking
isn't. I saw
the
Astralis uniform, and I went, yep, that's Lucky.
Yeah, I think it's Yugi. Yeah, it's weird, because he's in an Astralis jersey. He doesn't normally... he was more known for his time on Heroic, and maybe a little bit on North. JDM! Overrated! Are we saying, who's rating JDM? Especially now.
Other than that.
Yeah, other than us two. We're the only two people who rated JDM. I loved JDM because he was he was a lunatic.
Yeah.
Twist, again, nobody rated Twist. Yugi was highly rated and probably unfairly fine. Draken, I think, is pretty. I thought of all people who would rate Draken, Kenny S would be he tried to play like you, dude. He clearly wanted to be Kenny S. I don't know. I feel like if anyone's going to rate Kenny S, going to rate Draken, it would be Kenny S. Because
the best part about Draken was flashy. I don't think many people rated him highly. Because
I actually did, but...
No. Later, after that, because of the 30-degree angle, someone was 30 degrees in front of him, he couldn't hit the shot, but if you were out of 30 degrees, you could hit it.
That 30-degree meme definitely just killed Draken's career more than it deserved to. He wasn't that bad. He was a good player. And it was really, there were times where he was NIP's best player by a decent margin, and they would scapegoat him for missing easy shots. Have you seen the rest of your team? They all miss easy fucking shots. I love that he has Monacy in tier 2 already as well.
He's played 2 events, tier 2.
He does remind me of me, so I have to have him pretty high. But also, he can't be as good as me, so I have to keep him in tier 2. There's something I'm pretty sure him putting Zaiwu in tier 1 is it's just a thinly veiled jab. I'm the best French AWPer. I'm sure it is. And I love it.
I don't think it's
so
thinly
petty.
Veiled.
Well, yeah, sure. Because I'm sure people are like, no, I think he just has problems on the big stage. He could probably justify it to somebody. But also, we all know that it's just because he wants to be the best AWPer from his country.
Yeah. All right. I think that's going to be it for this week. You can find us on Twitter at ReedTLDR, at LoganRamHappen, at AZSk. We'll be back again next week with Group C performances and Group D preview, and I don't know, maybe chickens will fall from the sky. Brolin went to NIP at this point, so anything's possible.
Anything is possible. Even Movistar winning the group.
Hey, Party Astronauts might win a map by next week.
They might win a map. That's so sad, isn't it? NA is so dude.